In-studio guest Doug Jenkins from the Findlay-Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
And for to tell us more about the sausage sale coming up. And Doug, I searched far and wide for a sausage song.
Okay.
And I found one.
All right.
Freddie Starr. You probably don't remember him.
I
1984.
Do not.
Were you born then?
Yeah, I was four.
So Freddie Starr was an entertainer and had quite the voice. And it took a while to get to the sausage part, so I'm going to play Freddie Starr, the sausage song.
And all these sausages were shaking up and down, and one of these sausages flopped out.
There he is. That's right.
What was that? All right.
You have to look that up on YouTube. Freddie Starr. He was pretty big back then.
I was not prepared for this, but that's funny.
You could play that when you're handing out the sausage. We'll
have
the legacy.
There we go.
Oh, my. So Findlay-Hancock County Chamber and the Ag Committee. A lot of people don't know there is an Ag Committee.
Yeah, right? It's one of our committees that we have, like the ambassadors. We also have our Agribusiness Committee. The entire purpose of the committee is to raise scholarships for area kids going into ag-related fields post-secondary and just help drive education about how important agriculture is in Hancock County and just how big of an industry it really is here. And so... One of the ways we do that is through the sausage sale to raise money for our scholarships.
Very good. Yeah, ag stretches out, I mean, computers now. You don't have to live on a farm to work in ag anymore.
And we've given scholarships to kids going into food science. We've given for going into diesel mechanics down at UNOH in Lima.
Yeah.
And everything in between. It's so far reaching, you know, I think if a kid really said, I want to be an agronomist I want to do trade grain, that would be something that we would look to give a scholarship to because we know it's needed to keep that industry strong in the community.
Very good. Yeah. And one way to do that is to buy this wonderful, you can have seasoned sausage or unseasoned sausage.
Well, right? Actually.
Okay.
So slight change this year. So just seasoned this year, which is just salt and pepper. Okay. It's not like we're selling Cajun style sausage.
I don't know why you'd want it the other way.
So, I'm with you on that. But what we found is of the 600 or so packages of sausage that we sell every year, maybe 30 of them are unseasoned. And so to keep the inventory trackable, whatever like that, we did away with that. So that's the only real big change this year. Still $15 for 3 pounds of sausage. You can buy it from the Chamber of Commerce website. Right now you go on there. It's just in the store section. And then we will be doing the pickup in April. I was going to pull up my calendar, and then I didn't, Rex.
I got it right here.
You got it?
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
You have it. See, look at you being prepared.
slightly.
Yeah, it's pickup is going to be April 12th. Over at Legacy. We're actually going to be doing a ribbon cutting for them, too, as they redid the store out there. And
right.
So rebranded the store out there. So we'll be doing a ribbon cutting at the same time. And again, the proceeds, it's locally sourced. It's delicious. Herdwell helps us package it and put it all together. So you're just getting really, really good stuff. Rex, I know you love it.
I do, I'm out there every year for many years. Usually by two or three or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Freeze it.
Someone told me.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget what they said. I forget who told me, but they get it. And then before they freeze it, they put it into a meatball. They just ball it up and then freeze it.
Ooh.
That way, when they're ready to do like a sausage sandwich or whatever like that, they can just smash it on the grill or whatever. And do that.
That's a good idea.
I think I'm going to try that this year.
Just
have some sausage patties ready to go for a breakfast sandwich.
Put out on the grill,
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a sign of spring is the sausage sale and I fire up the grill.
We're talking about fun things now. Like, not bundle up.
Yeah, right. So, very good. So, you can order online. Or stop by the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah. If you stop by the Chamber of Commerce office, we can take an order in person there. Supports a great cause. It helps kids who were looking to get that post-secondary education in agriculture pay for those college expenses, which aren't getting any cheaper. So that's
right.
we've got some very worthwhile scholarship recipients this year, and we'll give them their awards at the Farmer Share Breakfast, which I'll come back and talk about when we get closer to that. That's in June. Do you remember we used to do that in March?
Oh, I sure do. I sure do. And it was sometimes my uncle, I used to go with my uncle, and it was so foggy one day. He got lost trying to get – he missed his road. He didn't get lost, but he missed his road to get to out to the river bend.
Yeah, when we used to do it out there.
Yeah. So, all right. Very good. Well, yeah, that's in June. So, very good. Doug Jenkins in, and grab your sausage. If you have people – I have people – my dentist used to say, man, I want to get some of that sausage. You know, well, you got to order it.
Yeah, first. There you go.
Right. Don't delay. All right. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.